Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. Boston's annual Harborfest celebration officially gets underway today, and this year Harborfest and the city's Independence Day activities also mark the bicentennial of the War of 1812. Over the coming days, about 20 Navy ships from the U.S. and around the world, as well as a fleet of tall ships, will arrive in Boston Harbor for the celebrations. This morning, WBUR's Dolores Handy reports on the festival's historic centerpiece.
1 minute!
The USS Constitution is docked at the Charlestown Navy Yard. Each year, about 530,000 people step aboard and get a lesson in America's rich colonial and maritime history.
30 seconds!
There's the Navy's ritual every morning at 8, regardless of the weather. Cannonball fire and the national anthem accompany the raising of the U.S. flag from the stern of the oldest commissioned warship afloat in the world. Commissioned in 1794, the USS Constitution was launched into Boston Harbor 3 years later. Modern-day sailors replicate rituals and drills 2 centuries old.
Run out your gun!
There are about 70 active-duty sailors, men and women, on the crew. They do gun drills, they maintain the ship, and give maritime demonstrations, many of them dressed in period uniforms.
Apart from the Star-Spangled Banner, the flag that flew over Fort McHenry, Constitution is the most important artifact from the War of 1812.
Matthew Brinkle is a research historian at the USS Constitution Museum, a few hundred yards away. He explains how, in the War of 1812, the wooden warship's exploits earned her the nickname Old Ironsides.
In the battle with HMS Guerriere, American seamen supposedly witnessed British cannonballs bouncing off of Constitution's hull. And this cry arose, Jose, her sides are made of iron.
The hull is almost 2 feet thick. To picture what the noise must have been like in hearing those cannonballs hit as the guns were thundering out in response to the enemy, it must have just been crazy, especially up on deck where you're not protected.
Commander Matthew Bonner is the 72nd commanding officer of the USS Constitution. He says most people know about Old Ironside's involvement in the War of 1812, often called the Second War of Independence. But he says few people know about the ship's involvement in Vietnam, more than 100 years before the U.S. entered a war there.
Captain Mad Jack Percival, who some say, you know, fired the first shot into Vietnam during his around-the-world cruise in the late 1840s.
Research historian Brinkle says Old Ironsides, under the command of Captain Percival, just happened to be anchored in the region.
They ended up off the coast of Vietnam, but basically, he got embroiled in local politics. There was an issue of a French priest who had been taken captive, and the Americans swooped in and tried to rescue him, and involved bombarding several villages.
Bonner, the current commanding officer, says that action seemed to foretell later U.S. involvement in Vietnam.
Going in and trying to use a little bit of gunboat diplomacy to save a missionary and then kind of getting himself involved there and before getting out of it. As a history major, I always learned that, you know, those who don't know history are condemned to repeat it. And it seems that, you know, I guess, you know, 100 years later, we kind of led the same mistake of, you know, we didn't go in with a good plan. And as a result, you know, we're there for a long time and without a lot of success.
Over the past 2 centuries, the USS Constitution was almost lost to history on more than one occasion, says Matthew Brinkle.
In the 1830s, there was a rumor that the Navy was going to scrap the ship. And Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote his stirring poem, Old Ironsides, to rally the people of Boston and then eventually the people of the nation to save the ship. The ship almost fell into the hands of the Confederacy during the Civil War, but she was rescued in 1861, brought to Newport from Annapolis. And then really there was a period after the Civil War of neglect and disrepair, and it wasn't until 1897 that the ship was brought back to Boston and started this cycle of restorations that's still going on today.
These days, the primary mission of the USS Constitution is education and public outreach. It is the last stop on Boston's Freedom Trail. It's also been declared America's Ship of State. That designation in 2009 allows the president, top administration officials, and members of Congress to use Old Ironsides to host visiting heads of state. It also makes the ship a venue for signing maritime treaties and legislation related to the armed forces. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.